Masechet Beit Daf Kaf Aleph. We're at the bottom here of Kaf Aleph and Bet. So there was a sugya that Bayit Divrei HaOmer the Darim and the Davar and Korban B'Yom Tov. So what happened if you went in and you did the Shechita anyhow? So then the question was what? So we saw machlok between Rava and Rava Bar Avuna. Right, the Rava says you do the Zrika and you eat. The Rava Bar Avuna says that you do the Zrika but not to eat for the Hekter Amorin in the evening. So the Gemara says, what's enough? Kemina ma benayu. He said, if benayu nitmu basar shavat, if they got lost, if the meat, if the food got lost or it got tamay, then according to Rava, you wouldn't do any achila because you couldn't. And according to Rava Bar Avuna, you'd still do the zrika for the hekter avarim, amarim. So now the Gemara kasha here on Rava Bar Avuna. Meitivay, we have a bright that says kivsei atzeret. So now, if you had the two kvasim which are meant to come on Shavuot with the lechem atzeret, lechme atzeret, right? Rashi says over here. So now what happens with those two kvasim? You shechted them sheloli shman. Look at Rashi says, because you got to shech them the tzarif l'shaim shalmei tzibur for the shlamim. And you shechted them l'shaim ola. Right? Ola is kulotokar in the shlamim you eat. So now what's the story? What does the bright to say? Oh, sheshachtam bainif naiz banu bainach, or you did it the wrong time. Because you were meant to, look at Rashi Avia, it says, yeah, what does it mean if Naiz Manan? Before Atzeret, you dedicated them for Kifsat, you shech them beforehand or after Atzeret. So basically, they're not Kasha Korbanot. So what does the Brayta say? Adam Yizarek Vabasa Yachel. You do the Zrika and you eat the meat. Look at Rashi. The Kaim, and what's the Halocha? Kol Azvachim Shliz Bechush Lo Lishman. Even Korban, which are in not Lishman, Ksheirim likarei v'nechalin, they are kosher to be brought as a korban and to be eaten. So what's the problem with them? And shelo alu lebalim shem chovah. The balim have to bring a new korban, but the kor, as far as this particular korban is concerned, you carry on with a korban. Just you got a korban, but you also have to bring the original korban in this place. You aren't yotzei for that. So we see over here that you eat the korban. So first thing that's is on the side of Rava, but the kashi is against Rav Bar Chana. So now, and that is if it's during Yontif. If Matasha Shabbat, if it's on Shabbos, lo yizrok, you don't do it. Right? Look at Rashi Sharei, Asulu Vashel Vitzlot Hayom. Because you can't cook on Shabbos or roast on Shabbos. Vlo yacham in abasa, and if you can't eat the meat. So therefore, you don't do the Zrika. However, the Imzarak, right? Rashi said, Vlo Nimlach, because you never asked, you just went in and you did it. So now, Hutza. So now, if you did the Zrika nonetheless, so now you can bring the Emorin in the evening. Look at Rashi Klomar. You should do it. Don't do it today. Now remember, Rabbi said that you do the Zrika. Rabbi Bar Avuna said you do the Zrika in order for the Hekter Emorin. The Gemara makes a diuk. Wait a second. Imzarak. What do you mean Imzarak? If you did it, B'dieved. So we see, B'dieved, you could do it. L'chachin lo. So now, Rabbi Bar Avuna said, "Lechatchila, if you brought the korban, you should rather neder on the dava on yontif. Do the zrika for the amorin. It seems from this gemara, yeah, when you bring a korban not for the right purpose, when you shouldn't have brought it, it's only a bedieved. If you did the zrika, then you do the hekter amorin. But lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. That's the gemara says. Bishlom le Rava Nicha. We understand Rava. Rava said that you do it in order to eat, so therefore you shouldn't do it. And you did it nonetheless, so you can do it. Rava's got no problem. And Rabbi Bar Avuna kashia." Rabbi Unish said, "Lechatchil, you can do it, and the bar said you can't. Look at Rashi, lechatchil lo. Choyu v'lo yochal basar, you can eat the basar." So the first answer to the Gemara is, "You're right, Kashia." So Kashia, Rabbi Unish, why did he say lechatchil do the zrika? You shouldn't do the zrika. Rabbi said you can eat it, not a problem. But Rabbi Unish says you can't eat it, so you shouldn't be doing the zrika for hekter amorin either. And the Gemara says another possible answer to you, but anyway, you might want to say no. Sha'ani shvut Shabbat mishvut Yom Tov. This bride here discussing Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, you shouldn't do it. Therefore, Chavim Machmir on Shabbos, you shouldn't do it even anybody ever yes, Lachil or not. But maybe on Yonti, Lachil, you could even do it. That would be the two answers which would resolve it. Okay, the Gemara brings another question. We're still discussing now. Remember, we're discussing all this whole sugya now is basically about Yonti of Shabbos, about cooking, eating, Ochel Nefesh or Ochel Nefesh. So, what was the story like this? Ba'amine Rav Avya Saba Miravuna. So, Rav Avya Saba also Kashra Miravuna. If there's an animal that's owned half by a Jew, half by a goy, can you shecht it on Yom Tov? Now you might think, well, you can't because it's a goy's animal, not yours. and maybe your meat is in the animal is your meat, but the goy's meat, why can you shecht the animal for the goy? Right? So Amar le mutar. So he says to Rav Avia Saba, he says mutar. So Amar le, Avia Saba asked him, says to Rav Huna, says, tell me, the chima ben zen and the darim and the davot. How come on the darim and the davot you said that you can't shecht? And the havamina here is that a neder and a davot also belongs to Hashem. So a part of it is really Hashem, and how come there you can't? And yeah, when a part of it belongs to the goy, you can. Okay, that's his question. All right, so he asked him, how come you can? Here he's saying asur, and with a neder and a dava. So here you say mutar and a dava, you can. Look at Rashi, my bed did it. She chatzin lo vechatzin agavod. I hope it's Hashem. Vasur shochtam im nechelik avod. You aren't going to shechta because of the part that belongs to Hashem. And yet when the part belongs to a goy, you can shecht it. Right? So look what it says to him. Amar lei. Urve parach. A crow is flying in the sky. Like it reminds me of these ADHD kids or ADD kids. You talk to them and suddenly everybody's talking to them because they say, oh, look at that bird. And they lose complete concentration. And onto the subject and they're gone off. Exactly what he says. If you look at Rashi. Urve parach. Oreva poreach lemala. He see all the davar acher. The bird flying over above sort of distracted him completely to something else, and he got off the subject completely with Rav Avia, Saba. So, ki nafak, say he leaves. Rav Avia Saba leaves. So, Amale Rabbi Berei, the son of Rav Vehune, says to him, Lav hainu Rav Avia Saba, de mishtabach lemar begavei, de gavar rabahu. Isn't it the same Rav Avia that you always raving about what a big time in Chochem is, how important he's a great man? Right? Because look, his son's a bit taken aback. Look at Rashi. He says, why did you like brush him off? And he went away a little bit embarrassed. So Amar Lei, Umay Avid, what am I meant to do with the guy? Ani ayom samchuni ba'ashishut. Rab duni b'tabachim, quotes the pasuk, samchuni ba'ashishut. Right, so he says, look, Rashi explains over here that it was Yontif. He'd given a drosha. He says, Yom Tovu v'darashti l'rabim v'chaliti b'tochal shem. I go very weak and tired from the drosha. V'kore ani alai samchuni nefesh. I'm said samchuni, help me b'ashishut. Aviu li sud v'asud. Give me something to eat. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Right, why? To buy a timer, he says. Because this is something, an answer. I've got to give a proper answer for. Right, built it to buy time of a time of mine. He said, "Tzarichani laher layem." I'm going to go and look at the svarim and give up reasons. So he says, "The time as a tachlis. What is the reason?" Sugi the Gemara. He says, "Sugi the Gemara. What's the sugi in the Gemara?" He says, "Behei mechetz not mechetz shizra mutar leshocht le yomtov." The Gemara says, "Mefurash." Anyway, it's half yours, half the goy. You can shecht le yomtov. Why? Diyevshal kezay basa below shchita, because you can't eat your half without shechting the animal. You're entitled to kill for your half. Ah, the goy gets to kill him on his half. If he wants to eat, that's very nice. But bottom line is, the only way to eat your half is to kill. You can't kill half the animal. Rabbi, on the darim and the davot, but when it comes to neder and the dava, what's a connection? Asur shechem yom tov. Listen to this. Now, when neder and the dava, even the kohanim are going to eat from the meat, right? Look what he says over here. It's very interesting. It says, the kohanim ki kezachu, when the kohanim get their gifts, right? Rashi says over here, kohanim Mishuchan Gavoa Kazachu. It's not like, don't think that when you bring the neder and a dava and the Kohen gets his parts of the animal, Rashi says over here, the chazer, the shok with the breast and the thigh, vuadin, and also the balim that are going to eat it as well, b'sharbas, they eat the rest of the basar. It's not theirs. Don't look at the korban as if it's a partnership between God, the Kohen, and the bala korban. No. It's a korban to Hashem. Hashem allows you to eat from his korban. He says the Kohanim can have a part of my Korban and the Bala Korban a part of my Korban. So who are you shechting for? You're shechting for Hashem. That you can't do on Yontif. See the Rashi over there? He says, Nimtzat kol ha-shchita Hashem gavoa. The whole shchita is for Hashem. Ah, that he allowed you to eat some of it doesn't make it yours. Where with the animal and the words, the goy and the Jew, half of it's yours. So when you shecht it yours. When you shecht the neder and dav, you don't shecht anything for yourself. The fact that you're allowed to eat it is a different story, but it's not yours. That's his answer. Now the Gemara goes to Rav Chizda. I'm Rav Chizda on the same subject. Same idea. If it's half yours, half your goy, you can shecht on yontov. Why? However, he adds on, he says, however, when it comes to Issa, when it comes to dough, if you're making dough to bake with, and chetz nochri b'chetz Yisrael, and half yours, half Yisrael, then whole dough, you can't bake it on yontov. Why? The Hayef Shalele, Miflege Belisha, because there, before you actually bake it, you can take it after you've kneaded the whole dough, take half the side, and that's the goyis, and your half go and bake. With animal, you can't do that. You can't shecht half an animal. You have shecht half an animal, but baking, you can bake half the bread. You have to break all the bread. So the Gemara is a kashya on Rav Chisda. Mati Rav Chana Bar Chanilai. He quotes Avia, he says, Isat Klavim. Right, so he quotes a Gemara from a Mishnah from Masechet Chala. If you're baking bread for a dog, now, honestly, if you think these things don't happen, you're welcome to come to my house every morning at about 7 o'clock. Because my wife fries omelets for our dogs, okay, every morning. She makes them omelets, okay? So if you think that these things happen, so it says over here, if the shepherd, suppose it's a sheepdog, and he's out there in the field, he's busy making bread for his dog. He's also going to eat from the dog. He's also going to eat from the bread. So this bread over here is all the dinim of regular bread. Look here, it says, chayevet b'chal, you take chala. U'ma'arim, but you can do for eruv. U'mishtafim, you can make for eruv shituf for the mavor. U'mevarchin alei, you can bench on, you got a bench on. U'mezamene, you can make a zimun on it. V'nei fet b'yom tov, and you can bake it on yom tov. V'adam yotze b'dechot obetze. If you make it as chometz, as matzah, then you can be yotze. Rashi says, yeah, Rishon Shabbesach, shu mitzvah lechol matzah, the first night, yichtir b'erev tuchlu matzot. If you made it that night, you can use it for yontif. So, v'amai, why? V'ha'ef shalei l'mifligah b'lisha. Why doesn't he take off his part for him and the balance for the dog set aside? And for the dogs, don't do chalei, don't use it for everything, just said, there's no kedushin in that. For your little piece, use it for you. If you just like we said there with a goy, you could separate it. So it seems over here you should be separating this as well. Why aren't you separating this as well? This is kashya. So he answers him, he says, no. Shani isat klavim. He says, isat, different isat klavim. Why? Because of a hoil. Remember we had the other day the question of rava with hoil? Right? He said hoil that it was mutaf that, mutaf for that. He says, because of a hoil. What's the hoil? The ef shal fire sign benevela. If you got this dog and it's hungry, so you might in the end decide, you know what, I don't want to give the dog bread. I'm going to eat all the bread for myself. And I'm going to give the dog some of a dead and a carcass lying around, some other meat lying around. Now you eat all the bread yourself. So the Gemara says, wait a second. He's the hoil? Rav Chisda hold of hoil? Now what's the hoil here with Rav Chisda? Hoil means that since, because I could have other foods to give the dog, if I had other foods, maybe on the offshore that I had other foods, I might give the dog other foods and therefore eat all the bread. So look at Rashi. Rashi actually explains, I think, this hoil over here better than we saw it in the previous sugya. So over here, sof, mefarnes, at the end of the day, you're going to actually give the dog bread. Shein on nevela, because he hasn't got nevela. It's just a concept. Umishum asmachte the hoil because of this a sort of almost like an assumption, right, of this notion of hoil. The ilu hayar nevela, that had he had nevela, he would give him nevela. Therefore, kashayta relying to the bread is his bread, is all the bread. But where he hasn't got nevela, so what? Rav Chisda holds of hoil. Let me see. Machlokes Amoraim, yeah. When Rav Chisda was involved, he said, "I offer me yom tov to chol. If you baked on yom tov to chol, now remember baking on yom tov to chol." And Rashi says, "Aviyah, particularly lachar she saad after you've already eaten, you now go and bake." It's partial that you've already eaten, so you're not baking for today. Right? If you're baking in the morning, you might think, oh, you're baking for today, but you're baking for, you've already eaten. And Rav Chisda said, look, Rav Chisda said, if that's the case, you get Malkut. And Rabbi Amar, look, you don't get Malkut. So Rav Chisda said, look, why does Rav Chisda say you get Malkut if you bake on Yom Tov? Lo aminan hoil. He doesn't say hoil. What would the hoil here be? Hoil umiklai le orchim chazilei. On the assumption that guests had come in the afternoon, late afternoon, of Yom Tov, so they would be able to eat from this bread. Therefore, Ashnami Chazi, therefore say, now again, so what? Because it's a hoil. Why can you bake even late in the afternoon when it's passionate for Yom Tov? Because there's a chance that a guest must come. So even if guests don't come, say it's mutar. And Rav Chisda says, no, you get Malkut. And Rabbi Amar, and look, he says, no, because I'm a hoil. Rabbi says hoil, Rav Chisda doesn't say hoil. So we know that Rav Chisda doesn't hold of hoil, so Rav Chisda hold of oil over here. Right? Ella, lo time hoil. So it said, how come Rav Chisda says over here that you can, that this bread, you make the whole, you split the bread. So the Gemara says, ella, lo time hoil. Ve'efsha, don't, he says it's because of hoil. And they go on to eat le'nevela. The Vada Hem Shele Fasim and Vada. We're speaking about a case. When did Rav Chisda say that you can, that you got to take chal and all that stuff from the bread and not split the breads into two and make your bread and make the dog's bread? When it was partial that you had an Avela. And then you were going to give the animal to be there, not eat bread. But if you never, he wouldn't say hoyle, you wouldn't be able to. Okay, now we go back to Rav Huna. So we started Rav Huna. Now we go back to Rav Huna. Working with Baal Minayim Rav Huna. So people asked Rav Huna a question. Hani b'nei baga. B'nei baga, Rashi says over here, are yisharadim b'kfarim. So villagers, right, like village people. Deramu alayu kimche de b'nei chayla. That they were, had the responsibility to feed the b'nei chayla, the soldiers. Rashi says over here, ha-melech etzilahem le'efot u'levashel b'nei chayla. So the king had a legion there in their village. And they, he said, instructed them, you guys are responsible to feed them. Right? Anshei milchamto. They're on their way to war and feed them. The question now is, Mahu la'afotah b'yom tov? Can they bake for these guys on Yom Tov? They arrive there in Sukkot, let's say, and they're in the town now. And the question is, can, and they want food, they want bread, they want fresh bread. Now, we can bake for ourselves. Can we bake for the goyim as well? So, Amar Lehu, Rav Chisda says to the guys who answered him, says like this, Chazine yavi le'rifte le'yanuka v'lo kapdei. And check if they don't mind if you also, from some of this bread, you give to your kids. And if you can also feed your kids from the same bread you're baking, then then you can say like this, each loaf of bread that I bake really could be for my children. Ah, somebody had to bake it, but I give it to them. Then I bake this bread with my children. We saw the other day, we had that similar idea with the melach and of garam of the meat, remember? Who was it? Rava. Who, we said that Rava would, he'd salt, remember we had that, Rava Bar Ada, where was it? We had Rava Bar Ada, we said over there that he, if you'd Zainam would bet, we had that case where Rashi referred to Vimari Masudachol, Dachmur Rabba Dan Hadi Milton, Vlo Damila Aramad Rav Ada Bar Ava. Right, and that bar Adav Ava was on Yud Alef Amud Bet. Now, Yud Alef Amud Bet, we had. Remember, he said that you take one piece and you salt it, the next piece you salt it. Here we are. The beginning of Yud Alef Amud Bet. About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, before the Mishnah. It says there, he would salt piece by piece. And Rashi said over there, Marim, after he salted this piece, I'm eat this today. I prefer the other piece. The Choser Mochi does that one by one. So a similar idea over here, I imagine, that you can say that each of these bakes that you loaf, this one I could put with my child, I'll give it to the soldier. Remember, so that's what he says. So that's how Rav Huna answers. He says, Ve'i lav, and if not, then it's asu. Okay, so therefore he allowed you to bake for the goyim on the assumption that you could eat it yourself. So the Gemara says, how can it be? V'hatanya, quote a bright over here against Rav Chisda, right? The Gemara brings a bright over here. So because Masi b'Shimon Natimni, so the case happened with Shimon Natimni. Rashi says Shimon Natimni mitimnataya from Timnat. Hitiv Shimshon Chatan Natimni mitimnat. Okay, I thought it was Hataymani, but it's not Hataymani, it's Hatimni. Okay. Says Shimon, Amasa Shimon Atimni, Shelo Ba Emesh Bemi, never came to the Midrash. Rashi says, Kluman Bein Arbaim Shel Yom Tov. Right, Erev Yom Tov. Veshachid Metzor Rav Yehuda Ben Bava, Amalo. So on the morning of Yehuda Ben Bava saw him, he said, Timnu, Bibne Amalo Ba Emesh Bemi, why don't you come to the Midrash? He said, Amalo, Baleshet Ba Nirelu Bakshar Lechtof Et Kol Ha'ir. He says, a group of soldiers, Rashi says, Yechel Gadol Shekdurei Nochrim, a Goyshe Legion arrived in our place. Shemechapsim or Bolshin Ishlor, they wanted to come and plunder. They're looking to plunder the place. So Veshachaklem Egel, we fed them a veal, right? Vechlenum or Patronum Veleshalom. We set them off on their way, but we appeased them when they went. Samarlo Shav Yehuda ben Bava says to Shimon HaTimni, he says, Tamani imloyatzas harchem behefsetchem. I'm not sure such a big good deed you did. You thought you were saving yourself on the plunder, but in the end, you actually end up maybe being over on Yom Tov for cooking for them. Look at Rashi. When you save money, right? She nistart she nistach niskartatam b'mamon yatza va'avad b'shul hefset onesh etanu shochel yom tov. This, what about yontov, right? Sharei Amrach, the Torah tells us, he says, yeah, mefurash, he says on daf kaf, we learned in yesterday's daf, lachem v'lo de kochavim, you can cook for yourself, but not for goy. So they say, the Gemara, same question, v'amai, ha chaze lemeichel minay. But just like we saw the Rav Chisda, Rav Huna gave an answer to you, where they could have eaten from it. What was the problem? Why was Rav Yehuda ben Bava so cross about it? Look at Rashi, says, "V'lo yakpidu shrei mishlehenei." I was theirs. So says Amar Yosef, says, "No. What was the problem? Egel treifa. They gave them a treifa egel. They couldn't eat from it. It was a treifa. So they cooked for them only." So says, "Va'ah chazil klavim. Maybe it was good for their dogs. They could have fed it to the dogs, and the dogs are yours, aren't they?" So says, "Tanai. That's not a bashu. That's tanai. That's a machlok tanai." Look at Rashi. Ikach tanai asur. There's a tanai that says asur. The Tanya, and he quotes a brighter, the quiet quotes, but Ashi Yachol, Yachel, Chol Nefesh, Hu Levado, Yasinachem. So it says, you eat it for Chol Nefesh, and it's for you. So the Gemara says, Mashu, the brighter says, Mashu, Shidem, and Chol Nefesh, since it says, Chol Nefesh, Shomea, Ni Afilu Nefesh, Bahem, Mashu, if it sounds even dogs, Ke'in Yashemar, Ma'ken Nefesh, Bahem, Yashamena, so why then does it say, Talmud, Oma Lachem? What's the Lachem? If it's Chol Nefesh, why does it say Lachem? Chol Nefesh is a ribui, Lachem is a miut. So it says, why Lachem? It says, Lachem lo leklavim, Rabbi Segli says, it's for you only, not for your dogs. Rabbi Akiva omer, afilu nefesh b'hema b'mashma, because it says, no, even b'hema n'ashma. Now, I'm just stopping here for a second, because the halacha, I checked it up today, the halacha here is like Rabbi Yossi Agili, which is quite unusual, because normally when there's a machloket, Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav, when it's Rabbi Akiva and somebody else, we know halacha like Rabbi Akiva. Here, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi Agili, that you can't cook for your animals on yontif. If it's only good for them, if it's a treifa. If like isat klavi, maybe you could eat it, right? But if it's only for the animals, you can't eat it. So the verse is, I don't understand. If it's the kashi on Rabbi Akiva now, right? If it's also for animals, the hakam, it says lachem. It says lachem, all of their kochavim. You don't forget him. So now they ask a question to Rabbi Akiva. How come you including animals and excluding of their kochavim? He says, simple. Why should I need lachem? Because you're responsible to feed them. Because you aren't meant to feed them. So we see over here, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava wasn't so excited about Shimon HaTimni, because he says, maybe you weren't so clever cooking for those goyim. You'd rather let them plunder your town and gone out. And gone. Right? You went and you cooked for them. It wasn't so pashut. Okay. So now, Gemara carries on. Amar le Abai le Rav Yosef. So now on this question, Abai said to Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amar Lachem lo leklavim, he says it only for you and not for your dogs. So Hane Sufle lechiyuta heichish nebi yom tov. So he says there's these Sufle garinei tamarin. Right? As he asked him a question over here, right? That it appears that they would take these date pips. Now we've seen that they use the date pips for lots of things, right? They'd feed them to the dogs, to the animals, in other cases, as like animal fodder. So he says, how could you send them to have to give them to the dogs? Because look at Rashi, the very first line. He says, Kavin de la Adam Nochazu, since they aren't dry for humans. You can't take stuff and make animal food on Yontif. So therefore, Asher Betiltus Mukza. If it's not Ra'u for you, it's not for your dogs. So Marle, he says, however, Chazu la Saka. No, already, because you can also use them for firewood, for fire, for fuel. So therefore, you have got a human benefit from it. And that's why they're not Mukza. So he says, "Nutanach b'yavishita." That b'yavishita. That's only good when they're dry. But retivta, Mike. What are they? If they damp and they're wet pips, you can't light fires with them. So he says, "Now, Marla, Chazle hezegar. They're good for a big fire. Like you got a big burning fire, you can throw them in. They won't put out the fire, and that eventually dry quickly, and then they'll become fuel again to keep the fire going." So he says, "Nutanach b'yom. That only works well on yontif. You can say they're not mukta because you can burn them in the fire. But Shabbos, Mike. What about Shabbos?" Says on Shabbos, betaltinu agav rifta. On Shabbos, you put them on a piece of bread, or you put bread on them, you carry out the bread with them. We saw that as well with bread. We saw it in Masechet Bracha. We saw it in Shabbos, where you could like even carry a dead body with bread on it. Remember, you could do all things with bread. Kedesh Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, or said I'm called Tocha Bepat. I think it's correctly from Shabbos. Brachot, then Shabbos. Yeah, Daf Shabbos, the Shabbos the afternoon. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Now we go back. We had Rashi Savia, Upligad Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Look at the very first, the last wide lines of Rashi at the top. He says, Ha de Rav Huna de la El de Amar I ki yahavin and erifta leluka. Remember, we had a question that was asked Rav Huna about this b'nai bagad in the villages when they had to feed the soldiers, and he said that if they allow you to feed the kids part of the bread, then it's okay because it's if you were feeding the kids the bread to the kids, and even though they never ate that bread, it could have been good for the bread. That was what Rav Huna said. So it says the Gemara that Rav Shua ben Levi is cholek on that Rav Huna. Rav Shua ben Levi said, "Mezamin lochri b'Shabbos, fe'abazamin lochri b'Yom Tov." You can invite a goy to your house for Shabbos. You can't invite a goy to your house for meal on Yom Tov. Now I don't know, but we used to, David. I was like in England. In places like that, so we used to, I know in America, Terry Albert told me that they had long congressmen at their house, they lived in Washington. In South Africa, it was a good time to invite goyim to your house, to Africa, for Seder. Because if you had good friends who were goyim, and you bring a Seder, you'd have to explain about, and about the abakosot and matzah. It was a time, to have goyim over, right? So it says that according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you shouldn't be inviting goyim on Yom Tov. You should invite them on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you're not going to be doing any cooking. And you're not going to cook. So the girl, he says, why not? Because you might end up cooking more, especially for the goy. And there's no hatred for cooking for the goy. If you're cooking for yourself or for your Jews or one thing, but if you have to cook more for goy, it's a problem. He says, Rabbi Yaakov, I'm going to be Shabbos Damilo. And Rabbi Yaakov said, even on Shabbos, you do what goy him over. Right? Why? Mishum Shirei Kosot. What's a Shirei Kosot? I'm not so sure I understand this so clearly. Rashi says, Shirei Kosot shel yayin shesharabim pitul v'taltin ha-shamesh l'asniyakos. They had their cups with wine inside, and they dunked their pit into the wine. So now, I suppose the goy touched the wine becomes yaneseh. The wine's muktzeh, you can't touch that wine now. It's asur, that wine, for you. And the shamesh now is going to have to go and clear off the cups. You can't touch the cups. It becomes muktzeh. So this is Rabbi Yaakov says even Shabbos. I don't know if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi talking to him. Whoever's talking to him says, "Yeah, he didn't know." Then if that's the case, then our cups also look at Rashi's halo chazud misa. Our cups also mukta our wine because it's maus. It's disgusting. No one's going to use that wine again. So he says, "No, didan chazud taragoli." As we can at least feed to our chickens outside, throw into for the animals. So he says, well, "What's the problem? Didu nami chazud taragoli? You give it to the animals as well. What's the problem?" So he says, "No, didu isure hananiru. He's asur bahana." As least on Asur Bahana, there might be Maus, but they're Mutar Bahana, he's a Mutar Bahana, still they're probably Asur. So he says, no, but little Ninu Agav Kaza. Then let him carry with the cup. The cup's not Muksa, so carry the wine out, carry the cup, and the cup's got a bit of wine inside it. Milo, Rabbi, didn't Rabbi say, Metal Talinan Kanavna Agav Kamte? Alpha Gavdi Kale Shavre Shivre Eitzim? Didn't Rabbi tell us? Russia's over here, this Kanavna, I don't know if Kavna, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I'm pronouncing the Kavna, Kanuna. Look at Rashi, what's a Kanuna? It says, Klisha Mesmimbo Gechalim. So now you've got this, like, I don't know, there's an English word for it, I'm not sure what it's called. Where you, like, put the coals in, like, if you've got a fireplace, and you, like, take the coals and you want to add coals to the fire, take out coals out of the case, it's like a Kli. Now remember that in their times, they would have either sand or ether, burnt ashes, piled up every Yom Tov, every Shabbos. And their floors are all sand floors. If there was something, if there was spit on the floor, if there was dirt on the floor, they just like pour a bit of ash over it, and that's how they clean it up. So this is how we look at Rashi. Like to cover up spit or something. Even though it's got shards of wood in it, which are muktzah, the lo chazu, in kanuna, you can pick up this kanuna because you want the ash. Even there's a little bit of wood over there, Nishka Felach. So same thing over here. You can take the cup with a bit of there's wine inside it. What's the big deal? So he says, no, you can't compare. Hatam la Isur Hananinu. Hach Isur Hananinu. He says, there was no Isur Hana'a. Right? From the Shivra Eitzin, just Muktzah. But yeah, Isur Hananinu. He says, Muktzah Tve. It's more Muktzah. It's So I'm a Rav Acha Medit Rabin. So now we're on this still. So he says to him, I don't understand. What's your problem? Why don't you have a Kegref Shari? Uses a grafshir. A grafshir is like a potty, right? So we don't really remember. We learned Yochot Shabbos. You got this like potty and it's stinking. You can move it on Shabbos. You have to have a smelly thing in front of you while you move it away. So he says, treat it like a grafshir and move it away. So he says to him, how can you compare? I'm a lay bechiosin grafshir lechatchila. There you had a grafshir. A kid made a mess in the potty now in the middle of the dining room and you move it away. But yeah, what you're going to say, let me go and bring the goy, let him drink his wine, let him tip his pit in his wine, create a situation where his wine becomes asur bahana'a, and then say, you can take it away because the graf shera is. It doesn't work. That's a b'dievet situation, not lechatchila situation. Can't do lechatchila. Okay. now, the Gemara is like this. Ad berei rabbi lemar shmuel v'darash. So Rashi sends, the Mesor HaShas over here, sends us, if you look over here, he sends us to Ayan Perush Rashi lekaman kaftet amud aleph. So you go to kaftet amud aleph, so you see that there's no Tosfot, there's only Rashi on both sides. Look on the Tosfot side of the on the amud, but in the middle of the Tosfot's there. It says, Ad berei, hin higu umetayed imo b'mevuot ta'ir. So he took him on a guided tour of the town. So Adre Rava le Mar Shmuel. So Rava took Mar Shmuel. Right now, Mar Shmuel, at least according to Steinsalt, I'm not sure if this is good anyway, is not the same person as Shmuel. We had this the other day, and remember we had the Gemara, we had the case of the, we said that the Avadim in Eretz Yisrael were had pritzut, and we said like Mar Shmuel Ibavel, that he had Avadim, and therefore our papa wouldn't necessarily eat to his house because of the Avadim. And we said Mar Shmuel there with like a bit of royalty came from the Shpacha of Resh Galuta. So it seems like Mar Shmuel and Shmuel are the same people. So yeah, Rava took Mar Shmuel. Well, I'm not sure. Rava took Mar Shmuel of a Darash and he taught, he said like this, Mezamin Ad Nochi B'Shabbos and Mezamin Ad Nochi B'Yom Tov. That's what we just saw now. So he says, why? He says, Gzeira Shema Yarbi B'Shvilo, because you might come to cook to him too much and therefore you don't have him. Marama Mazutra, ki have a Miklele Nochi B'Yom Tov. In a case happened like this with Marama Mazutra, that a goy arrived at their house on Yom Tov. They never invited him, he arrived at their house. So Amrulay, they both said to him, listen, if you're happy with what I've got here, fine, stick around and you can eat. And if not, I can't make any more for you. In other words, what you have with what I've got, I'm happy for you to stay. But if it's not enough for you and you're not going to be satisfied, then I'm sorry, I can't help you anymore. And that's the end of it. In Lamed Halacha, that you can't prepare for the goy on Yom Tov. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this. Beit Shammai Omrim, lo yechem adam, new Mishnah. Lo yechem adam, chamin leraglav. Beit Shammai says you can't warm up water. Rashi says here, lirchot to wash your feet. Because the Torah says, ochel nefesh yachatuv, only for food, but lo lahavir or bishvil rechitze, not to lahavir. Now it's interesting, all the time here we speak of saying lahavir, that you can actually light fire. We say that you can only mahavir, you can pass fire. Right? Now, you know, we on Yom Tov, we don't light a match. You take from an existing flame. I'm not sure what this lahavir or over here, Bishra Chitz, is all about. If it's from an existing flame or actually lighting a chida, I'm not sure. Maybe it's lahavir, maybe it's the same idea. That's just from, even to pass fire, he wouldn't allow him to do on Yom Tov. Right? Elim can ruin the shtiyah, and if you could drink the water as well. Well, he'll say, no problem, you can do it. Then a new aloha, or stay adam medura mitchamem kenegda. You can make a fire. Rashi says, Medora, he said, got a big fire, and warm up next to it on Yom Tov. So he by the Kashya asked, hi, Medora, man, Katanida. When this halacha here, at the end, the second halacha in the Mishnah, there's no name who it is. Who's teaching it? Dibra Akkori, is it everybody, even Beit Shammai? Veshani lehu le Beit Shammai, ben hanat ko gufal hanat ever acher. And Beit Shammai says, it's different if you just want to make a pot of water to wash your feet, or you're going to light a fire to warm your whole body. With Beit Shammai said, for your whole body, maybe you're allowed, but just be not. Or deal with Hillel Katanina, maybe it's only by Hillel, Beit Shammai, lo shayin le Beit Shammai, we'll still say Asur here as well. So Gemara brings a brighter, it says, Toshua Beit Shammai omrim, lo yaseh adam adur b'chamim, and connect there, b'hillel matirin. So we see over here, Beit Shammai says specifically about a Madura, you can't do it, so it's clear now that the Mishnah is by Hillel, and Beit Shammai would argue and say, makes no difference, even if it's for your whole body, you still can't do it on Yom Tov. A new Mishnah. There are three things that Beit Shammai was machmir on. Rashi, we'll see in the Gemara there about that he paskened like Beit Shammai. What were they? Ain tomni rachamin. You can't do hatmana, right? It was cover the food, etc. Lechatchila beyom tov on lechatchila, right? So well, you shouldn't do it lechatchila. Now we'll see in a moment that it's clear we're discussing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Okay. From Yom Tov to Shabbos. V'ein zokfin abenor b'yom tov. You can't also, Rashi says, yeah, zokfin mashmi says, if the candle, you had a steel light and it fell over, you shouldn't put it back up again. Vein ofin pitin gritzin, and you shouldn't bake. Rashi says, yeah, pitin gritzin kikarot avim mishum tircha. Big fat challahs, because it's extra work. Ela rakikin, maybe just thin wafers. Right? Those are the three chumras. So the three chumras were hatmana, putting back up a lot, if it fell over, and baking big challahs. So Amar Rabban Gamliel, said like this himself. You know, says, Shlosh Rabban Gamliel machmir. So Rabban Gamliel, mimehen shel beit abba, from the time of his father. Now, no, is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, right, who was Hillel's grandson, right? So he says like this, from the time of my father, now it could be from, when he says his father, it could be even from further generations back, right? Lo ayu ofin pitin gritzin el rakikin, they never bake big challahs, only small ones. Right, that's what he says. So I'm Rulo. So they said to him, to Rabban Gamliel, Numana said about Avich, what should we do? Shayu machmir atzman, umekil nechol Yisrael, liot ofin pitin gritzin mecharin. It seems like even though they were machmir themselves, they weren't machmir for Am Yisrael, they didn't paskin that lalocha. It was a chumra for themselves, but they didn't make it as a halocha for everybody else. It was like hechidami. What are we speaking about here when we said, ein tomnin? It said, right, the three things we said, the shlosh, one of them was, ein tomnin dachami, that you don't do tom, you can't the hot, you can't keep the hot water hot. So he said, I don't know what's going on here. Eat anach eruvet tafshir. That's what I think it's talking about from Yontif to Shabbos. Because he says, eat anach eruvet tafshirin. If they made an eruv tafshirin on eruv Yontif, that you could cook from Yontif to Shabbos, so my time at a bet shama. Why would shama say you can't do hatmana? What's the problem? And if they didn't make it eruv tafshirin, so my time here, then how do I say you could? Rabbi Manashach, it should be either asur to both or mutar to both. If it's eruv tafshirin, make eruv tafshirin. The only thing I can think of in Beit Shammai was insisted that you did a eruv tafshirin on hatmana for hatmana and on bishul for bishul and afia for afia. Okay, but so you did hatmana, you did eruv tafshirin on hatmana. So Amar Rabbuna says like this, Lo Olam Lach Shelo Hidniach Erev Tavshirin. Ready? With the case, there wasn't Erev Tavshirin. So that's what Beit Shammai said, no. How come Hillel said yes? V'kedechayav Sharu L'Rabbanan. And he says over here that even if you didn't Erev Tavshirin, Chacham still would kedei chayav. Enough to keep it. There was no Inyan. Chacham didn't want you to starve on Shabbos. Remember, we learned that Mikra Din, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Remember, we learned that. Why did we do Erev Tavshirin? We said there were two reasons. We had a machloket. Was it Lichvod Shabbos or Lichvod Yom Tov? Remember? But Mikra Din, you could. Just you couldn't cook from Yom Tov to the Chol, or from Shabbos to Chol, or from Yom Tov to Chol. But from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you could cook. Right? So therefore, he says that Kedai Chav Shal Rabbuna the Tamer. Rabbuna was pretty consistent. Consider Rabbuna like this. Tamer Rabbuna, Mishelo Hiniach Erev Tavshilin. I think it's Aloch Rebase, by the way. If you don't make Aloch, if you don't make Tavshilin, Ofin Lo Pat Achat, you can bake one loaf of bread. Vetomnin Lo Kedai Achat. The Bach changes that Umavashtin to Vetomnin Lo Kedai Achat. Umadlikin Lo Etaner, and you can light the candles. One candle, right? And Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak, he said, Af tzolin lo dag katan. You could even maybe roast a small fish. So even though you should make Erev Tavshirin, Chachamim said, if you didn't make Erev Tavshirin for whatever reason, and you're stuck, you can make the minimum amount of stuff you need for Shabbos, you aren't meant to starve on Shabbos. Groupings are bright, and then Achim read a bright as well. Mishlo in Yach Erev Tavshirin, you make Erev Tavshirin, Ofin lo patachat of Tomin lo kederach, and bedakli lo daner. Umechamin lo kitonecha, you could even warm up a jug of water. V'yesh omrim aft solin lo dag katan. Let's end of Amiyah.